Today's Shir Mishaburi Yaimi is Simon Shin Yud Ches. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph. The next two Sifim, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss mixing hot and cold water. The basic halachos, as we're going to see, are going to be first discussed in Yud Beis. Here in Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch is going to focus in on unique halachos pertaining to hot bath water. Since bath water was heated to an intense degree, it is considered capable of cooking even in a kli sheni. That is unique. So let's see. Yud Aleph. Ambati. Perush kli sherochetz bo. If a tub, let's say a bathtub, some type of kli sherochetz bo, a bathing kli, we'll call it a bathtub, shel merchatz of a bathhouse, shehi malei mayim chamin, and it's full of hot water. Rama adds, af al pi shehi kli sheni. Rama adds that this is even though it is a klisheni. Quoting here the Tosis and the Rush and the Tour. Ain noisin la mayim soinin. A person is not allowed to place cold water into it. Why? Sharei mechamim lan harbe. Because it's very hot. Because since they are very hot. Since the water in the bathtub is very hot. However, aval. No sein hu mi mayim chamin. Shebezeh ha'ambati. Letoch ambati achel shel tzonin. However, a person can place hot water from this tub into a different tub of cold water. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan ayin hay meleya mayim chamin. So this bathtub in the bathhouse is full of hot water. Vafilu b'chamei Tveria, even with the hot springs of Tveria. Also litain sonenim ba'ambati, a person is not allowed to place cold water into this bathtub. Shohum shach min hamayin lesocha, where water was drawn into this tub from such a spring. So you had like a bathhouse, Chamei Tveria bathhouses, the merchats there, and they would draw water from the hot springs into these tubs. Now, the chiddush here is that, as you all know, water from the sun is not bishul min haTorah, but the actual water itself is toldos ha'or, which is asa midrabanan, it's going to be bishul midrabanan. So it's even if it's, he's saying here, water drawn into it from a spring, such as Chamei Tveria. Ella Sarach Litol. So you say it like this. You have this hot water that's in the bathtub. What do you need to do? Ella Sarach Litol Me'ambati B'klisheni. What a person has to do is he has to first transfer the hot water from this tub into a klisheni. The Acha Kachitena Mayan Lesocho. And afterwards, a person can go ahead and place the cold water into it. Afilu hamayim tsoinim mu'atin menachamim. You can afterwards put the cold water into it, even if there is less cold water than hot water, as we will learn. Ukid lakame besif yud beis. Water, as we're going to see, can be placed into a klisheni, because water is definitely not kalei habishol, and obviously there's also no concern of mechsek mevashol with water when it gets mixed up with the other water, and so therefore it would be okay. We move on here to Sif Katan Ayin Vav. Af al pi shehi kli sheni. So this is the Ramah's edition. And this is the big chiddush. That even though the tub is a kli sheni, it's still a problem of putting, it's still going to be a problem to put cold water into this bathtub that's a kli sheni. In other words, you could take from the bathtub and put it into another kli sheni, right? And then you could put water into it. But if the bathtub itself is the kli sheni, look what the Mishnah Berurah says. The kevan shehein lerechitza, since the water in the tub is intended for bathing, mistama chimimun harbe. They were probably heated extremely intensely, umisbashlin hatsoninin, and it will therefore cook the cold water mixed into them, shemis arvin bahem, afal pisham bati hi klisheni. Even though this tub is a klisheni, this is the tour. This is what he meant by writing, since they are very hot. Now, what's very important over here is the following. This is a very novel mechudishtik of psak, and the actual perush of this is not 100% clear. That the cold water cannot be placed into a bathtub, even if it's a klisheni, since the water in the tub is very hot. What does this mean? So there are achronim. This doesn't seem to be the approach of the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyadam, but there are poskim that hold that the idea is that since it's such a large quantity of hot water, so then it will remain hot in a klisheni as well. Based on this, this chumrah will apply only to a large quantity of very hot water. However, we already had a Chaye Adam that we quoted earlier in Sif Katan Memches that basically maintains that this halacha would apply to a small amount of very hot water, meaning if it's at a temperature that would scald one's hand, this is what the Chaye Adam spelled out as Yad Nichves Vo. In fact, there are Achronim that say that, you check out the Shvus Yitzchak in Bishul Tes Beis, he said the Mishnah Brura does not mention the quantity, and it seems that he's going here with the opinion of the Chaye Adam, but it's hard to know. Okay, 100%. We know he mentioned the Chaye Adam earlier, the Mishnah Brura. Whether that's what he's intending over here, I can hear it. Hard to know 100%. But it's a good point that he does not bring up at all the idea that the reason why it's Mevashel in a cliche, need the bathtub, is because it's very, very large. He doesn't say that. We now move on. Sif Katan Ayin Zayin. Ein Noxin La Mayim Tsoinein. A person cannot place cold water into it. So he says, Ein Ba'achronim Shekasu. He says, see the Achronim who write that this refers to Dafka Mayim Mu'otin She'esher Yishbashlu Sham. The Achronim basically say that this refers only to a small amount of cold water which could cook there. Avalim Noxin Harbe Kolkach. However, if one would add a large enough amount of cold water that would make the hot water lukewarm, nasim poishim al yidei zeh, then shri, it's going to be mutter. Ukamo lekame besof sifyud beis. And this is what we're going to see coming up at the end of sifyud beis. Venira dim haya hambati kli rishon. It seems, however, that if the bathtub here was a kli rishon, then yesh lachosh l'das haran v'rabbeinu Yerocham shekasvu debambati aser litein afilu tzonein merubin. Then in such a case, we need to take into account, he mentions here the opinion of the Ran and Rabbeinu Yerucham, who write that it is also to place into a tub even a lot of cold water. So if we're talking about a kli rishon, then this is how one should be noyeg. See, the Ran and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, they paskin that although one can generally pour a lot of cold water into a kli rishon, if it will cool the hot water to lessen out the lettuce bow, they hold that this does not apply to a bathtub that is a kli rishon. Some explain, check out the Shalmi Yohonasan, Lamed Ches Vav, that it is also the Rabbanon, according to them, based on a gzera that one might not put in enough cold water, and therefore they'd be over the dairaisa malacha of mivashel. Mr. Brura paskin lekula with regard to a tub that's a klisheni, relying on Rashi and Zeran, who hold that the chumras here applies only to a tub that is a kli rishon. So even though we follow Shulchan Aruch, who applies it to a kli sheni as well, with Ramah here, we take that to mean that one may not heat cold water in this tub, even though it is a kli sheni. But if one is pouring in so much cold water that it would not be heated at all, then we will not go so far as to aser this, right? We're not going to aser this as well, based on concern that the person might not pour in enough. Ayin, check out the Shachar Tzion here. We move right. Sif Katan Ayin Ches. Aval Nosein Hu Mimayim Chamin. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that one can place hot water from this tub into a different tub of cold water. Comes the Mishnah Brura here. Aval Nosein. Vafilu Im Ha'ambati Hu Kli Rishon. He says here, even if this bathtub is a Kli Rishon, Mutir La'arois L'soch Mayim Soinanim, a person can pour the water that is in it into cold water if it is more than the hot water. The afal gav de usur la'aris ala tavlin, even though we know that you can't pour from a kli rishon onto tavlin, which are items that we know don't cook, the spices of the Gemara don't cook in a kli sheni, but we know you're not allowed to pour from a kli rishon onto tavlin, as we saw kemosha kasuv v'sif yud, like we saw yesterday in sif yud. Da havi ke kli rishon, that if I kli rishon, zehu dafka al davar gush. So here he says, this is specifically when it's poured on a solid, to a solid object. Aval hocha shiny. But here it's different. Here, however, it is different, not only because it's not a solid, but it's liquid, and this is a key, and there is more cold water. In other words, since the hot water mixes with the cold water, it therefore loses its heat because there is more cold water. So the liquid pouring from a kli rishon is generally considered capable of cooking the surface, as we know, the kdei klipa of the food it's poured onto, but this cannot apply or does not apply when it's poured into a cold liquid because the hot liquid disperses, mixes with the cold liquid immediately upon contact, and it's not going to have this ability. Ayin the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Sif Chaf, the Yisayid, again here, very important, is that because there's more cold water than hot, the hot water will not be able to cook the cold water. Okay, the Ber Halacha coming up in Sif Yud Beis does happen to quote opinions who actually permit one to pour hot water onto cold water, even if there is more hot water than cold. But that's not the way that Mr. Brura is going over here. So he says, Shemis arvin achamin im atzoinim esvad l'chavei kevin shatzoinim erubim. And then he says, V'litein, we're continuing on now. V'litein chatichas basa roiseach l'soich rotei tzonein osir. He says now, placing a boiling piece of meat into cold gravy is mamish osir. The kevon she'eno misarev mevashel kedei klipa. He says, because since the meat does not mix with the gravy, it will cook the surface of the gravy that it comes into contact with. He's quoting here a Magen Avram. The idea here is very simple. Once the gravy has completely cooled, so it is now subject, as we said, to bishul once again, as we keep mentioning the Ramah that we're going to see soon enough in Sif Tesvav. And the Mishnah Brura here paskins that a hot piece of meat placed into cold liquid for sure has the ability to cook the liquid. And this is so, even though clearly the meat is obviously no longer in the kli rishon. Now, what's pshat? So we already have mentioned, and we're going to mention again, there is the opinion of the Marashal, the Mishnah Brura quoted it earlier in Sif Hey, check out Sif Katan Samech Hey, that a hot solid outside of a kli rishon, even in a kli sheni, is mevashel like a kli rishon, because it doesn't have the walls of the kli sheni. And therefore, these poskim hold that what's known as a davar gush is mevashel like a kli rishon. But the truth is, even according to the many poskim that reject this marshal and reject the application of the marshal here by Bishul on Shabbos, here we'll say that this is still going to be viewed like a kli rishon. Why is it different? Because here, the meat has not yet hit the kli sheni. It is coming from the kli rishon into the cold gravy. And therefore, it's minimally viewed like irui kli rishon, which has the ability to cook the surface of what it makes contact with, and it's not all getting mixed up. So therefore, this is what many want to say, that here, even if you don't assume in general, a davar gush in a kli sheni is mevashel like a kli rishon, here it will be mevashel like a kli rishon because the piece of meat is going in beirui from the kli rishon into the gravy. We're now up to sif katan ayin tes letoch ambati acher shel soinein, into a different tub of cold water. So Mishnah Brura here says liravusa nakad. He goes ahead and specifies this tub of cold water to stress that the afal pishu ambati lo gazru, that even though it is a tub, a bathtub, they did not restrict pouring water into it. The kosher kedat tol kli acher sheish bo soinein, for sure, is permitted to pour the hot water into a different kli of cold water. The idea here is that Mishnah Brura wants to clarify that even though the Shulchan Aruch seemed to specify that a person can pour the water into a different tub with cold water, he did not mean that one can pour it only into a different tub and not into a smaller kli with cold water. The Mishnah Brura here is explaining, no, pumfaker. The Shulchan Aruch specified a bathtub to stress that one can pour it even into a bathtub. He wants to preclude any notion that maybe Chazal asked pouring water into a cold bathtub to avoid confusion with a hot bathtub. Now, as we said, Sif Yud Beis gets into actually discussing the halachos of mixing hot and cold water in general. The previous sif dealt with unique halachos of mixing cold water into the hot water of a bathtub. It's going to also discuss the sif placing cold water into a heated, empty kli, which can possibly heat the water. So let's see. Mecham shapino mimenu mayim chamin. We have here a pot of hot water, or an urn, we'll call it. A mecham, we'll call it an urn, not our electric urn, but an urn of hot water, maybe like a type of kettle. So this mecham, shapino mimenu mayim chamin, this urn, if it was emptied of its hot water, muter litein lesocho mayim sonim. You're allowed to go ahead and put a lot of cold water into this mecham, into this urn, into this pot that has been emptied of its hot water. You can put in mayim sonim merubim, a lot of cold water. Kedei lahavshiron. The merubim was added by the Ramah. He says a lot of cold water. Kedei lahavshiron, in order to warm the water. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katon pei mayim tsoinin merubin. Aval mu'otin sheyuchalu lashame mechom ha-mecham ad shetayatza. Let us bet also, he says. This is why the Ramah added a lot of cold water, because a small amount of cold water would become heated by the urn to yatzo lettuce bow, so it cannot be placed in the urn, in this pot of water. Aval merubin aser. Sorry, aval merubin mutter. But merubin, a large amount, is going to be permitted. Afilu im yimale es kol akli b'mayim sonim bal yidei zeh yuchal akli lavo lidei seiruf. He says here, he brings up another halacha. This is even if a person fills the entire kli with cold water, and if you put the entire kli, you fill it with cold water, this can cause the kli to become what's called, undergo seiruf. And seiruf, what is seiruf? Dehainu kisha kli matachos cham v'nostin lesocho tzonein mechazkim es hakli. This is when you have a metal kli that is very hot, and a person places cold water into it, is mechazek, it toughens up the kli. V'zehu gemar meleches hatzorfin. And this is the final stage of the tzorfin, the metal worker's process. Sherasichas ha'or mefafafto v'karoiv lishaber. It's a cool process where the heat of the fire causes the metal to seethe, which brings it very close, karoiv lishaber, very close to breaking apart. V'hamayim mitzarfin pipuav. And what then happens is the cold water comes and does tziruf, like it quenches it, and it condenses the seething. Right? Even so, it is going to be okay. Now, why should it be okay? It's gemar malacha, and it should be makev patish. Why is this okay? Kevan she'ein miskaven l'zeh. Since he does not have kavana, v'lav psik reishahu, and it's not a psik resha that it will come to tseruf. The efshesh le'egia kli al yedei zeh lidei tseruf, because it's possible that this will not cause the kli to undergo this tseruf process. This tseruf is not inevitable because it's going to occur only if the metal reaches such a high temperature that it would actually come to this tseruf. And pashtus, there's a limit to how hot a kli with water inside, it can act with water inside in the first place can get. So it's not that likely that the urn would actually get to the temperature for tseruf. So therefore, it's not considered a psik resha according to many, many rishonim. Okay, there are other pshatim in the rishonim. That's the pshat of the Ran. The hamikave litzarev, however, if a person actually has kavana to do tseruf, so guess what? Yesh omrim shu chai b'daraisa. It might actually be chai b'daraisa. Now, again, I don't know too many people who are going to be doing this with their urns. V'yesh omrim shuhu midarabanan. And there are those that say that the iser would only be midarabanan. We move on. Umutter, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Umutter letzuk mayim chamin letoch mayim tsoinein, o tsoinein letoch chamin, v'hu shelo yiyu b'kli risho, mibnei shemischamimin harbei. So now he comes and he says a person can also go ahead and pour hot water into cold water or cold water into hot. provided the hot water is not in a kli rishon. Why? Since the water will then get very hot if it would be in a kli rishon, the hot water. So let's see the Mishnah Brura on all of this. Sif katan pe aleph l'toch mayim tzoynein o'tzoynein. So he says here, hot water can be poured into cold water or cold water into hot. So he says, u'bishneen afilu hamayim tzoynein lotin shadayin ayat zaleret ben acharat harobes. He says, in both cases, even if the cold water is the minority, so that the temperature will remain yad so lettuce bo after they mix. It's going to be mutter. Why? Since it is in a klisheni, and we hold kaimelon the klisheni ain't a mavashel. We hold the klisheni not mavashel. Ukedilel besif tes. Now this, you know, we've always taken this for granted, but the truth of the matter is, you have to actually really scratch your head and ask why we do not view cold water as being cooked, even though it is being heated to yad so lettuce bo. Now you just put in a thermometer, and you'll see that it's yad so lettuce bo. So there's a famous Rajba on this in the Sefer Shabbos, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa deals with this as well in Aleph. Footnote 176, check out the Minchas Shlomo also, Chelek Beis, Vav Aleph, and Lamed Dalid Chav Beis, and others as well. A big to-do is discussed. They discuss this. It obviously needs major lumdis. It has to do with the concept of Derech Bishol. Melech is not just about the... Melech's Bishol is not just about the heat. The problem is that this applies when you get to the area of Yoredeya as well, and dealing with blios and things like that, so it becomes much more difficult. In Shabbos, the svaras are cleaner. We move on here. Sif katan pei beis. They are not in a kli rishon. He's saying the only time this is going to be okay, where you could pour cold water into hot water, is if the hot water is not in a kli rishon. Shelo yeh b'kli rishon. Dimachamen heim b'kli rishon. Also, because if the hot water is in a kli rishon, it's also to pour latzuk besocha mayim sona, to pour cold water into it. And also, it is usher to pour hot water from a kli rishon into a small quantity of cold water, since it will cook, because the hot water pouring from the kli rishon will cook the surface of the cold water that it hits. If you remember, this is the Mishnah Brura, even though the Bayar Halacha quotes other opinions, this is the Mishnah Brura who says it's only going to be usher when pouring into more hot water than cold, or a lot more hot water than cold. We move on here. V'im, back to the Rama. V'mamayim erubim kol kach shiyosha shizvashlo rav shiyafigu sinason afilu b'kli rishon shirei rak shilo yeh al ha'esh. So comes the Rama and he says it's so much cold water that it cannot possibly become cooked, but it will only lose its chill. It's permitted to be poured even into a kli rishon as long as it is not on the fire. So here comes the Rama. Mishnah Brura spells it out. V'mamayim erubim. He says here, we're talking about the case of pouring cold water into hot. Says the same applies if it is hot water being poured into cold. If there's a lot more cold water, it's going to be mutter. Check out the Chayadim, writes, he writes that we allow pouring a lot of cold water into hot water only if one pours it in one big pour, all at once. But he's not allowed to pour it a little bit at a time. Because then, if he only pours a little bit at a time, because as each little bit of cold water enters into the hot water, it's going to be cooked immediately. So what does it help? If it gets cooled afterwards, what's it going to help? Finally, sif katan peidalid, rak sheyafigu tzinosam, but it's only going to lose its chill. He says, "Afilu chamin k'tzas ke'ein poishim shari." The truth is, even if the cold water gets a little bit heated, meaning ke'ein poishim, like a little lukewarm, it's going to be shri. It's going to be mutter. Rak shelo yeh yad so lettuce behen. It should not reach, as long as it does not reach yad so lettuce bo. Oh, sorry, there's one more. Pei hey, rak shelo yeh ala esh. The Rama ends. It shouldn't be ala esh. V'hu adin samach ala esh v'makom sheyachol l'sbashel. Pen Yishkach, V'yanichusham, V'yanichanusham, K'lukhamei b'sif yudal, this is a halacha that we had many times, that it can't be on the fire or close enough to the fire in a place where it could cook, which a person might forget and leave it there, as we will see coming up, and we already had it a couple of times, we'll see coming it up in Sif Yud Dalid. You can't put anything in a place where, if you left it there, the liquid will come to Yad Soledes Bo, even if you plan on taking it off right away, and you do take it off right away, it's still also to do.